Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
What a great start to a Brothers Uncovered episode. I know normally when we do Ashley Banjo's NBE, it's great when it can just happen straight away. When there's been a week of anticipation, when there's been a whole chunk of time that I've managed to get myself 6 million British free-range eggs, it's just good. So, obviously, we don't need six. We only need one each, Ash. One for me, one for you, to crack on Perry's spectacular dome.
Can it not go on my hair, please?
We'll try our best.
Just want it on my face.
Yeah, we'll try. Try.
Don't group me in with him. I feel sorry for you, genuinely.
Choose your weapon, sir. Choose your weapon. That one's got a feather on it, so I'd go for that if I was you.
Not on my head. On my forehead.
Close your eyes, then. I'm just prepping the surface.
Don't.
Right.
Stop slapping my head, man.
I'm not a slap. You're prepping the surface.
God, I realise it's not prepped. Just the egg. It's a slap as well, isn't it?
Do you want to ring it on or off?
Jord.
Yeah.
Come on, let's go.
Do the egg.
You go first.
Why do I need to go first?
Because I feel like my one will be a bit better.
Right. Ready?
Well, give it a little crack. Perry, you take your glasses off.
I'm not nervous.
Ready?
I'm nervous.
You have to move your hand.
Can you not get my nose? I don't want to start crying on the plane.
I'm not going to. Pell, it's an egg. I'm not going to punch you in the face.
I know, but I'm a bit nervous.
All right, ready?
I'm a bit nervous. I also don't want anyone to see my glasses. Mate, I'm going to leave them on.
Ash.
Fucking hell.
What was that not meant to be? Is that not what?
Do you know what? Right, Pell, let me do
what. I thought that's what we were meant to.
Stop, Pell, let me do what I was going to do, get mine done. There you go, done. That's what I was going to do.
Oh.
Fucking hell, Ash, what did he do wrong to you?
Wait, I thought that's what.
Fucking hell.
Wait, I'm sorry, I thought that's what we were meant to do.
Oh my lord.
Jesus.
I can fit it in the back of my head.
Jeez.
Oh, sorry.
You got me with it.
Wait. I thought that's what you were meant to
do. Pell, you all right?
Not really.
Fucking hell.
That was... Mate, stop stirring.
That was... I've been a bit out of order.
Wait, you're... Stop.
That was bang out.
I was everywhere. No,
that was...
I was just trying to think my job.
You're right. Yeah, you're right, yeah.
Jordan.
Right, you're...
No, you're... I'm just shocked. What,
Jordan,
bro, sorry.
Stop it.
I'm just shocked more than anything.
Stop pulling faces.
Can I ask?
I've got it on myself.
That's awful. Really, and it hurt more than I thought.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. That's punched you in the face.
Right, I didn't.
You're right, mate.
Wipe my glasses.
Yeah, you might have to get them as well. Get his arm.
It's so sticky.
It smells on a tissue. It smells... Smell that on a tissue.
I'm not smelling that on a tissue.
Smell my tissue.
Oh, I'm not smelling that on a tissue.
Wait.
Put the tissue on the floor. And
no, smell that on the tissue.
I'm not smelling that on the tissue.
Oh.
Pell, smell that on the tissue.
And I stink of egg. Obviously.
I don't think eggs have a smell in tissue.
It's different on a tissue. Man.
I don't want to smell your fucking tissue. Right. Stop asking me to smell the tissue.
It's grim. You ever gone to a friend's house and they're like, do you want a glass of water? And they give it to you and it smells of egg.
Yes.
You know, and
I have had that.
And the glass smells of egg.
You never
sometimes.
Had that. No. And like, they give it to you and as you lift it up, you're like, I've got to drink this entire glass of water.
You've got to drink the glass of water, but it stinks of egg.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man.
I don't know if taking a dishwasher or I don't know, but it's, yeah, I know exactly what you mean. What is it today?
I actually think it's the only reason I'm not pissed off from the egg.
Go on.
Throw your tissue, it's Wicked Day. You know my excitement for this.
Yeah.
I think these Wicked films are wicked. I do. I think that they gassed me up. That first one dropped and I thought my life's changed forever.
And that's why I won't lie to you. I'm reserving judgment. I'm not going to say anything that's negative at all because I'll be honest, my first time when the first Wicked came out, I was a bit like, before I saw it, all I kept saying was, it's really not... For me, like, I was very like, no, thank you. I went and watched it. I thought it was sick. I think Ariana Grande is such a good actress.
Yeah.
I think she's good, she's totally so funny. Good. Obviously, Cynthia Erivo is just insane.
I think Cynthia Erivo's got the best voice I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's up there.
Like, it's that level. Yeah, I think she's one of the first singers that, obviously, there's loads of music that makes you, like, feel like thingy, but I don't know. I hear her sing and it's like, I don't know, I feel like physically... affected by it.
But you know, I think Cynthia's one of them rare talents, like her Plan B, he's another one. He's got a really great voice.
Plan B?
Yep. He's, I think he's
the rapper.
Well, he sings as well, doesn't he? It's got that song with Chasing Status.
But you are putting Plan B on the same.
Well, I wouldn't cast him as Elphaba, but you know, I think he's got a great, I think he's got an emotive tone.
Does he?
Yeah, not bad.
Okay.
I think he's up there.
Okay, well, I'm going to take you out of the conversation.
Luke Evans?
Yeah.
Who?
Luke Evans, the actor.
Big voice.
Big, so, has, big, big, big voice.
Great voice.
Yeah.
He was Gaston, wasn't he, in Beauty and the Beast?
He was Gaston.
Yeah.
He was
a good singer.
When I first watched Wicked, I watched it with Rose.
I was expecting your daughter.
Yeah, my daughter. Yeah, my daughter Rose. And I was just, was expecting to watch it and sort of be a bit, you know, it be what it is. What it is, you know. I'm not really like a huge musicals film fan, and I can't lie. I don't know what happened, but at the end, I was like, "Am I welling up? Am I getting emotional?"
Yeah, it's like that.
I don't know what it was. It just wave of like it just proper hit me that first film. I thought it was amazing.
I mean, and I'm seeing people that have got like early screenings crying after this next one.
Really?
Yeah, they're like, it's like the perfect.
She's dead. No, she died at the end of this one.
Right, well, I'm not going to ruin it.
Well, everyone knows the story of Oz, didn't they?
No, because you don't. Because the other day I accidentally said something. You was like, oh, you've ruined it for me.
Worried about everyone else, just not me again. I'm sick of it.
What am I supposed to do in this situation?
Spoiled it for me. And then when I want to talk about a potential spoiler that everyone already knows, oh, we can't do that. It's just selfish.
Right. You've both seen Wicked, right?
Yeah. Yes.
You've seen it, Jordan, haven't you?
Yeah, really enjoyed it, yeah.
Second half. How did it start again?
Oh, you mean the theatre show?
Yeah, the theatre show.
How the second half starts.
Yeah, how does it start?
Basically, she's on the run.
What happens?
Yeah, what happens?
I can't remember.
Who?
Because I haven't seen it.
You watched it recently?
Yeah, I don't want to give any spoilers.
No, not spoilers. No,
we just had a whole entire discussion.
No, you said, how does the second half end?
No, the second half... Yeah, okay, how does it start? Because she's on the run.
From?
The wizard. That wicked witch, and they're doing all that shouting in the tunnel and stuff.
What we're trying to say is that Joel recently went to watch Wicked and left halfway through. He left. So if there's anyone from the show,
right?
Oh, this guy is a piece of work.
Oh my actual days. I told you guys that in confidence.
He didn't like it.
I didn't look. It wasn't,
I didn't think you were going to bait
the
you up.
The stage version wasn't for me. The film version.
Why was the stage version not for you?
Sometimes I see like musical theatre stuff in the flesh.
Yeah. And where it's supposed to be.
Yeah. And I think, do I make people feel like that when diversity perform? Because some of their musical theatre lot, they maintain quite a lot of eye contact. See like the ensemble come forward and they'll be like, nah, nah. And they're like, stare at you. And I'm like, literally I get to one, I'm like, can you fucking stop looking at me? It's like when a dog gets uncomfortable and they side eye you, like they're going to bite. I feel like that's how my behaviour sort of shifts. I end up like my shoulder comes up, I have to sort of turn. I just find it quite uncomfortable.
So you just compared an ensemble from a musical to a unpredictable dog?
No, I'm the unpredictable dog because they make me feel uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. You're the unpredictable.
Yeah. So Wicked made you feel uncomfortable when you were there?
The live show.
So you left?
Yeah. No, I didn't leave.
You left because you felt uncomfortable?
I didn't leave.
So why did you leave?
I was late back into the second half.
How? How is that possible?
Does someone not know about getting snatched on the bar during the interval? And then I was late
but they
back
you,
in.
They give you a call the whole time.
Hang on. So I took my time.
Yeah, then what?
I took my time.
Yeah.
And I left before the encore. Or the curtain, I left before the second half.
Okay. Well, so you really didn't enjoy it?
It wasn't for me, the live show. Okay. But can I just say, everyone in it is really talented. It's just not for me. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense.
Do you know what I mean?
But like manners?
Out of manners.
Yeah, respect.
Yeah, babysitter as well.
What babysitter?
My babysitter had to go.
What? Your wife's mum that lives with you?
To be fair,
no, because this is bang out of order, man.
I'm surprised you went in the first place.
Yeah, and I did have to shoot off.
It's not for you.
Yeah, look, I did have to shoot off. It's a good show, okay? It's a good show. And I know if you like musical theatre, you will like Wicked. But the movie for me, it's just a different level. I just really prefer it.
Obviously, I'm excited to see it because I did Oz in the West End.
Of course.
So like this film is the story that I did, isn't it?
Yeah.
That I think anyway, part of it.
It kind of like, they weirdly like
weirdly intersect.
Crossover and
For a large amount of money, would you play Elphaba in the film if they asked you?
Oh my God.
What's a large amount of money?
Say someone said, okay, this year, you're going to get £1 million.
Ooh, that's a lot of money.
A million? Yeah. Take it way down. 100 grand.
Absolutely not.
100 grand?
Absolutely not.
How long's the run?
A year.
A year run.
Because a million sounds, you know, like when you're a kid, you hear the term £1 million. Yes. It sounds insane. It's got that natural flair that just catches you.
Yeah.
So £1 million.
What's that a month?
80 grand. 84 or something like that.
It's a lot of dough.
It's a lot of money.
I think you do it for less.
That's like footballer money, isn't it?
Yeah, so £1 million. £1 million for the year. You got to play Elphaba in the West End for a year. Would you do it?
Well, I'd be green. I think that would help, actually.
Yeah. Jordan Banjo as Elphaba.
Yeah, but look at me. I think as soon as I step out of green, people think, fuck, we walked into the wrong show. I didn't come see Shrek. Everyone just getting mixed up. Do you know what I mean? No one's gonna believe I'm Elphaba.
And so. And he's just got his singing ability.
Yeah.
My singing ability.
It's you.
Oh, then I think, if anything, yeah, because I think everyone would just think it's like a spoof.
Like a joke. Yeah, but...
Because I can't sing.
But the rest of the show will be like top tier.
Well, can you reckon you could do the riff now, you know?
Yeah, try it.
Try the riff. Do you know how it goes? Should I play it once?
We haven't No.
For our brolos.
I know. For our brolos. Do you reckon you could do the riff?
Give it an actual go.
Oh my God.
That was actually...
Now I'm going to ask, was that better or worse than you thought?
Oh, weirdly better.
See? Because I actually got the melody right.
No, the melody wasn't right, no.
That's literally what she does.
It was better, but more disturbing than I thought.
Okay. Yes. You know what I mean? That's a good way to put
it.
Yeah,
like it was actually yeah, it was better, but just... Yeah.
So for £1 million... For a year.
Yeah.
It's all the line. No, it's all the other songs. Don't forget, there'll be like... How many songs are in that show? It's got to be like 20 or something.
Loads.
Few solos, few like duets... Big moments.
£1 million, a lot of money. Like I said, I'm quite money orientated. So, right. Yes, quite.
You'll take it.
Yeah, Jordan Banjo as Elphaba.
Yes. So, if any potential investors want some of that, some of those vocals, and you have £1 million spare, give a plus expenses, you know, food and beverage.
Diems.
That kind of vibes. Yeah,
did you see the premiere for this? No. Did you see all the clips from the premiere?
No.
Because they have everyone like dresses up for the, I don't know. This felt like a proper, it felt like more, I feel like there's movie premieres all the time, but this felt like.
It's one of the biggest films. Well, it is one of the biggest films of the year. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's huge. So they went mental.
What was the dress code for this?
Well, I was invited to the premiere.
Yes.
And I
declined because he doesn't like anything to do with Wicked, does he?
No, I like Wicked. That's what I'm saying. I love the films.
You just would have left halfway through.
No, I wouldn't. Not the films. Just the live action. Not live action. The theatre. I left. All right. Okay. What do you want to say? No, it's actually the dress code was totally Osmopolitan. That's what he said on the invite.
That's very Oz.
Wow. And as soon as people went hammy.
I saw that, I thought, that can't be a bit of me. That can't
but
be
But why? What is it genuinely about that makes you go, no?
We all know, and I think, brolos, you will know, you will see a celebrity who would just dress relatively normal. Might be a bit smarter when they're on TV. They might dress a bit more casually when they don't. Prime examples, Ant and Dec. You can obviously tell they'll wear like, a check shirt, but theirs is probably from Reese. Do you know what I mean? They probably spent 120 quid on a shirt they didn't need to. It looks nice, but, you know, they dress quite conservatively. Mm-hmm. And when they're at a special event, maybe it's a tuck, maybe it's a suit. Ooh, little colourful pocket square, little bit of flair. Lovely. Cool. If Ant and Dec then suddenly started dressing like Harry Styles, just because they got a bit more successful, you'd probably be like, why are you doing that? That's what bugs me about certain celebrities when they go to some red carpets. I look at them like, bro, you don't even feel comfortable. You don't
but
even...
But you dress up and you just embrace
because they don't dress up. They purposely go over the top.
Yeah, but that's the one event that you can go over the top.
Yeah, for me, it's just a bit of... I just knew I'd feel irritated when I was there. Should I tell you who dressed sick? Cat Burns. Like, someone like Cat Burns, she had this like suit on with like... This like really cool kind of collar situation, a few chains, these rings, these cuffs popping out. She looks sick. And I was like, oh, I expect you to dress a bit jazzy. And then when I say a bit jazzy, like it was still within her remit. Then I saw certain others who I'm like, what are you doing? The look that was at like flipping Saturday Night Fever, but it was bright green as well. I was like, it just looks, and I'm like, it's forced. It feels forced. Like when Harry Styles dresses like that, you go, that's sick. Cause that's his thing. When other people do it, not naming names, I use them as an example because Ant and Dec, everyone knows and loves them and they're quite conservative what they wear. If they suddenly start dressing like that, you'd be like, okay, that's just, it feels forced. And I was like, I'm not going to be part of that.
All right, hear me out though. I low-key respect that because do you want to know what I think is also forced? It might be a premiere like that or a fancy dress party when people go, no, it's not for me. I'm going to make the effort to go, turn up, do the carpet, but just then be normal. That for me almost makes
when
you stand
say,
out more.
What do you mean?
Like, imagine that was the dress code and I just turned up in a normal black suit. Like, I'm too cool to dress up.
Exactly.
If you go, exactly. At least
do it. Yeah.
Or don't go.
No, but just so you know, I feel hit the tone very well. I thought Melvin O'Doom, it might not be your type of thing. He hit the tone very well. He just wore like a green velvet suit.
Yeah, great.
Like, and it's like, okay, cool. For him, that's what I mean. Within your remit, be jazzy. But don't go above and beyond, like mental, just because like, I saw... Look, there was someone there with a collar on a dress, which, honestly, it was like, it was a fucking projector. I thought they were showing the premiere on the back of her collar. It was like that on the back of, do you know, like Dracula? Yeah. I was like, what are you like, what's the point?
It's attention. It's like, it's what it
dig,
is.
Dig through the pictures, you'll be able to find out who he is. But it's just not for me.
It's red carpet, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just, I just find it a little bit.
But
like,
it's also an opportunity just for people to have fun. And like Pell said, dress in a way when you, when else would you get to wear a collar that big?
Yeah, true.
The only awkward thing is that you have to then go sit in the cinema.
Yeah, that's all.
And you know what? It's actually the only reason I don't go to premieres. Because I actually love, genuinely, I love going to the cinema. Like, it's like most weeks I'm at the cinema. I'd rather wait.
And just do the film. Just,
and watch it normally in comfy
and,
clothes.
And not have to do the red carpet and dress up. And yeah, I hear
but,
it.
But I won't lie, but the Wicked one, I was like, oh, that would actually be a sick one. Yeah. Because I just love the film.
The only way I like going in is the back door, if I'm going to a premiere.
Jordan. Every time, man.
Bro.
You've got to work on it.
A reach.
In a context of a premiere, the only way I like going is in the back door. What?
I know that has connotations,
but you know exactly what I mean.
No, I don't.
Back entrance.
Again, that maybe was worse.
All right. I don't like walking the red carpet and going in the front. I'd prefer
to go in the back.
To go in the back.
I know that you two are on this campaign to wind me up, and you make it. This is gaslighting in its purest form.
No,
you look at me like I'm mental for him saying the only way I like to do it is in the back door.
No, only way I like to go in.
In to a premiere.
He didn't say the only way I like
it. Guys, no one says I like to go in the back door without.
So, how else would you describe going in the back door at a premiere?
Yeah.
Right, why has it always got to be in the back door? Because you don't physically go in the back door at a premiere, do you?
Yeah, because I'm implying that I don't want
to
be.
The only way I like to do a premiere is just by skipping the red carpet and all that stuff.
But where's the back door part?
What? He's not going in the back door. There is no back door. All right, look, you're excited for the film. We didn't go to the premiere. Wicked. Let's do the oath. In 3, 2. We swear on Perry's life that we shall answer every would you rather question with complete honesty, even when it questions our morals or sanity. What? Who's messing it up?
No one. I tried to speed it up, but everyone remained slow.
Okay, but you're mumbling.
Have you forgot it?
Have you forgot it?
No.
Go on then. 3, 2, 1.
Do it quickly, because I ain't got time to sit around.
3, 2, 1.
Right. The whole thing.
Yes. 3, 2, 1.
We swear on Perry's life that we shall answer every would you rather question with complete honesty.
That's what you're doing. You're saying would you rather like Jonathan Ross.
Yeah.
You're saying would you rather.
Yeah.
You're doing
when
that.
When you set with speed.
We swear on Perry's life that we were out for.
Yeah.
Wicked. Right, cool. Okay, we found the issue. Not a problem. The performance on Strictly on Sunday. I thought it went very well with the rest of the diversity. Good fun. The pro dancers. Well, 5 of the girls. Very cool. I do think it's funny how it doesn't always go that well, though. And it's particularly during, basically, when we have to not dance and speak. Because I somehow always find a way to personally mess stuff up a little bit. I've got like a whole list of times where I've messed up. And there'll probably be certain brolos who are also diversity fans who are maybe at those performances or have seen them on YouTube. Or remember that time when we came off a summer run of doing shows at Butlins. Yeah, we did loads of Butlins shows. Then we went straight onto tour. And I wasn't in that tour because I got injured in that run of shows. And during the show, Ash, you cut your hand when we was on tour. And you come running off stage, yeah? Give me the microphone. Go, George, you've got to do the talking. Like, quick, go out there and just feel.
Bleeding bad.
Bleeding bad. You've got to go out there and feel. Yeah. Bear in mind, I'm sat there in my normal clothes. And this was a Greatest Showman tour. So everybody's dressed up in circus outfits, and I come out wearing a grey tracksuit, walk out onto the stage, and not only was it awkward to come out wearing your own clothes, it's also awkward to come out wearing your own clothes on the bit where whoever you are, P.T. Barnum, in the red jacket and all that, he's like narrating and like telling the story to this kid we had in the show. I walked out of this microphone, didn't know any of the choreography or what you meant to be, but you had like a part of the show, it was like a magic coin that you'd go ping, and you'd be like, and the magic ping. I didn't know any of the timing. So I'd be walking around dressed in my normal clothes in an audience of people going, and then we left. And it got, ding, I go, the circus. And it got to the point where I had to just turn around, hand Perry the mic and walk off stage. I was like, why didn't you just give the mic to him in the first place? And at the same time,
I had my job.
He was already performing.
And in the same time, I walked out, and before we start the story, we go, hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I was so used to the Butlins show. I ran out to that tour audience who were there for the magic of the Greatest Show. And I went, what's going on, Butlins?
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you did.
I screamed, "What's going on, Butlins?" Proceeded to not know the story to the show they're about to watch, and then had to walk off stage.
Well, it's good to be relatable. It is.
It's the pressure of it.
And that's the thing. It happened to you. Do you remember we did like four shows in Manchester? Then we turned up to Liverpool the next night. You run out on stage. You went, "What's going on, Manchester?" In the M&S Bank Arena to about 15,000 people. I've never heard an arena sound that quiet.
I will never, Pell, get past the moment when we were standing at those DJ decks at that festival. Yeah, we're performing. Everyone's run off. I'm standing on stage on my own and I go, yeah, time for the next track. And the controller just stops working. And so I'm trying to speak. Nothing's playing. We're on silence. There's what, 6,000-7,000 people looking at us. And I'm there going, click, click, click.
And it's just one play button as well.
Just one play button. And I'm going, "Coy, it's almost there." Try to turn the volume up.
And you know what's funny? Just before that performance, when we was prepping it up, I was like, "Ash, I'm standing here on that bit. Do you want me to just cue it in?" And he was like, No. It's like, because I've got the mic, I'll lead us through that.
But don't you run on to try and help me?
I ran on. And I fixed it.
You fixed it. Yeah, but there was still this... There was still this 2-minute period where all these thousands of people just looking, and I just can't work the controller.
This bunch of festivals that we did in the summer, you had a couple of stinkers. There was the one where we do a section called Finish the Lyric, and we get the entire crowd to sing along to a song. No. And Ash went, "It's time for our next game. Finish the Lyric. DJ, run the track." The DJ did not have the track because Ashley did not give it to him.
Yeah, so I edited changing to the music just before we got there. So I bounced out the wrong track. So I've gone again in front of even if it was 5,000 people, I've gone, "Let's play Finish the Lyric." And he's played it. It's not the game. It's just a random song. And I've gone, "DJ, wrong track." And he's going to me, "You gave me the wrong
track. It's the only track."
So then I tell him to turn the music down. And because I'd spent 2 minutes setting up the game, I couldn't just go, "Right, we're not going to play it." So I had to sing all the tracks
Uptown
on stage.
Funk.
Uptown Funk.
The best one for me was Sweet Caroline. When he went, "Sweet Caroline." And then asked us what the lyrics were on stage.
Do you know why? Because to 5,000 people, it's very, very suspect to scream, "Touching me, touching you." So I was on stage... And I wasn't sure it was the lyrics, and I'm still not. And I went, "Touching me, touching you."
And they got it.
They got in. Sweet. It was good.
But it was actually probably better than the original game.
I always
game.
Find, though, when people clock onto things that go wrong, and sometimes audiences can be a bit like, but when an audience gets behind you when something goes wrong,
good.
It's actually quite elite. It's
honestly,
actually a really good feeling.
It was sick.
And more times than not, generally, I can't speak for every audience, but I can speak for diversity audiences. Generally, they do get on board.
Yeah.
Because stuff does go wrong. It's not just the talking parts that go wrong. Like, there's been times, obviously, like we spoke about, like, Downing Street, where you had your fall and this and that. But there's been times when stuff has just flat out gone wrong. Like, in performances, again, Ash, you have the funniest flops when we're on stage. Because everyone else, you'll come off and go, like, "Did someone go out of, like, was you out of time?" And you'd be like, "Yeah, sorry, my head blanked." But everyone else will kind of half blag it. When you forget something, and this is a genuine promise, Ash will stop immediately what he's doing and just walk off stage.
Wait.
You will.
You will.
No, I know I've done it to you before, and I apologise again.
He's done it to me mid-combo. So there's a part of the show where me and Ash are just... like
he's flipping you around.
He's flipping me around. He's grabbing me. But we rely on each other. And I must have like rolled back and imagine my feet are in the air. And imagine as my feet come down, he catches them and then throws me into another flip. I've done the rollback, put my arms in the air.
He's walked off stage.
He's walked off stage. So I just smashed my knees and toes into the floor.
Let me caveat
this. And then he went,
Let me caveat this. That wasn't me going, "Oh, it's gone wrong, I'm going to leave him." I forgot. I was dancing and I ran off because I was ready for the next bit.
You forgot you meant to be on stage.
No, but we started the combo together.
Yeah, but it's a long combo. it's a very long combo. So I just ran off thinking we've completed it now. Didn't realise there was a final move.
There's a couple final moves, actually.
Yeah, it was quite a bit left of it.
And it hurt.
It was quite a bit left of it.
I hobbled off stage.
Leaving
me
in
Sam.
No,
there was the one, though. You know when we did that combo where you dance in front of me and you just dramatically turn around and reach out to me and I grab your hand and then pull you in?
Yeah.
But you were dancing, didn't know that I'd left. So you went, "Yeah, watch this crowd." Turned. There's no one there.
No, it was you. It was just like your last bit of you just disappearing off stage.
Remember thinking, "What the fuck?"
Sorry about those moments, man. Sometimes you panic.
They're my favourite moments on stage.
I wish we would have, like, I know in the moment you're also very annoyed that something's gone wrong, but I wish we would have physically taken a note of, like, like a diary of every time something happened.
Yeah,
because we'd have so many,
so many.
We'd have so many times.
And I actually don't know what's more embarrassing: when you're speaking and you get the name wrong, or you forget it, or when you just flat out forget a routine, or you flop a flip, or you get the choreo wrong. I don't know which one's worse. Do you know what I mean? So, like, let's say every single performance you do, we've just done Strictly Come Dancing. Would you rather forget that? Would you rather forget the effort, like, as you're about to perform, oh, I forget the first move and it's really obvious you've messed up and everyone laughs, or you flop a flip or whatever it is? Or would you rather walk on and be like, well, instead of going, what's going on, Strictly? You walk on and like, hey, what's going on? And you just call it the wrong name and do something wrong. Or you get Tess and Claudia's name wrong. Like, you make an awkward statement like that. What one would you rather have going on?
Awkward statement.
Really?
Yeah, man. I don't want to fall on my head.
Yeah,
I guess don't that, need that. Because you're a bit dazed. Do you know what I mean? I'm just like, I feel like I can make a joke if I said something wrong.
Is it a flip fall? Okay, no. Let's just you mess up the choreography,
but to an extent where it's like
you're very standing visible. There like looking about. You do an ash and have to walk off.
Also, that's what we do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think I'd rather mic that up.
Well, the choreo, I think I'd rather mic
because that's also, like you said, not what anybody else does. On average. Yeah, so it's sort of more understandable. But when you stand there and you just like say something wrong like a lemon.
Ooh, it's awful. It's not good, man.
That's the thing that worries me the most. Like, you know, the little voices in your head. That's the thing that always gets me about hosting. When I do the Pride of Britain, it's different now because I'm a bit more experienced with it. But like years and years ago, I would just be scared to be like, so Dave, and he'd go, my name's Sam. Or
That for me
is like, I don't know why. That
so
is
what feels bad in them situations when you actually do that, you commit to the wrong name. You immediately see in their face it's the wrong name. You know, and then they're too embarrassed, you're too embarrassed. And the whole thing just carries on. But you spend the rest of the interview frantically trying to think, oh, what was I meant to say? I used to host a show called The Greatest Dancer. And this group did the sick, still can't remember their name now. They did the sickest performance, stand innovation. Everyone's going mental. The judges are up on their feet. Like I said, the crowd's up on their feet. We run onto stage. I interview them. And then I go, let's hear it one more time for these guys. That's what I had to resort to. I had to just say, like, it happens all the time. Like, and I don't know why. It's like your brain plays a trick. I know that their name is whatever. I'm reading it on a bit of paper before I walk on. And then the moment the pressure's on, your head just goes, whoop. Just shuts down.
So randomly, I did a job recently, maybe a year ago, a couple of years ago. Yeah. And I knew someone there. And that person, basically, cut a long story short, the organiser had asked me to mention somebody there because somebody there had just lost their dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to talk about it. And they just wanted me to say, like, I know it's been a tough time, but just show them some love and big them up. And they were big diversity fans. And the dad's name was Paul. And Before I went on, I was practicing what I was going to say. And I'm telling you, absolute gusto, I thought his name was John. So I go to walk out and I go to go, you know, give this heartfelt speech and just go, so John, this one's for you. But obviously, it's Paul.
He was like, you sat there, cheers, mate.
Yeah, but obviously, but now what I'm trying to say to him is, luckily, in my mind, before I went on, I was going, oh, what will I say? And I did that. And it was only before I went on, someone was like, oh, don't forget to mention Paul. And but it scared
saved
me.
You.
It scared
saved
the life
you.
Out of me because I'm telling you, bro, I was about to walk out and say, like, obviously, I know you've had a really hard time. Like, John, this one's for you. But like, it would have been unrecoverable. So like, I got saved, and I was literally like, I'm so. But
see, and
stuff
when
like
you put
that
it
scares,
like that, I'm picking messing up the dance. All
yeah,
day
bro,
long.
I'm picking up messing up the dance.
Yeah,
I'm
like,
right, we've got our options, Ash. Time to be interrogated, sir. First one. Would you rather be in the cinema sat near someone who's eating noisily or someone who's mumbling things to their mate constantly?
Eating noisily.
Would you rather bounce a meter in the air every time you walk or be consistently leaning forwards like Michael Jackson?
Leaning forwards.
Would you... Such a random one. Would you rather only be able to eat from service stations for the rest of your life or only be able to eat from a school canteen? And, like, today's school canteen. That attempt at healthy stuff.
Service station.
Would you rather host a new TV show called Ashy Bashy Saturday Smashy or finally go on I'm a Celeb like Jordan has twice?
Oh, Ashy Bashy Saturday Smashy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you rather have a dinner party with three celebs that I pick for you or three celebs that Perry picks for you?
Perry. No doubt about it.
Why?
No class.
Give us three celebs, go.
You probably pick Kevin MacLeod, maybe?
Yeah, Kevin MacLeod. Kris Jenner.
Okay, yeah, I can do that.
Kevin MacLeod, Kris Jenner, Gwyneth Paltrow.
What a dinner party. That sounds interesting. Yeah, I like that.
And what would you do?
So I think more practical.
Kind of.
You have to get an Uber home.
Yeah.
For a start. You might want to have cuisine that you know that they will also like. Are you going to want to eat the same thing as Gwyneth Paltrow? Don't think so. Do you know what I mean? You're not thinking about certain things.
So what would that? What are you talking about?
Well, you want someone local.
Oh.
You want someone local to you, fairly close.
Like?
Rylan.
So, okay.
Rylan lives.
Rylan,
in Essex.
Yeah.
Rylan. Yeah. Someone who's going to like similar food to me. Gemma Collins. She says she loves a bit of homemade trifle.
Yeah, she does.
I'll tuck into that. So far you've got Rylan, Gemma Collins, both Essex royalty.
Yeah.
And just to elevate the vibe.
Yeah.
Why don't we go for...
Make it a good one.
Me, I would invite myself to make sure you have backup.
Right. So you won the what? You, Rylan and Gemma Collins.
Yes.
Kevin MacLeod.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Can't remember
Chris
that.
Jenner.
Chris Jenner. And you won the why I'd let Perry pick the dinner guest.
See how practical that is.
Okay. See how practical. Anyway.
Ashy Bashy Saturday Smashy. Sounds like a pretty fun show.
Yeah, it's basically him just smashing those eggs on your head every week.
That's basically, or maybe just like random people, just like volunteer, and we just smash eggs.
We just egg people.
Egg each other.
Yeah.
Have you ever egged a house?
No.
Liar.
Oh, I couldn't be on the traitors, could I?
No way.
No, I've never egged a house.
Have you egged a house?
Yeah, of course.
Have you?
When I was young, yeah. When you're like 10, 11 years old, you just act stupid.
Oh, I've actually never egged a house.
Oh, I think we might have egged my friend's own house when he was with us. Oh. I think he was doing it as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I think we were a bit too scared to egg someone else's in case we got caught. So we were just like, yeah, just like chucking eggs and stuff. It's like the side of his house.
What did his parents say?
I don't think they ever knew.
That is one of those things, though, isn't it? Where you know, you wouldn't do it. You don't want to do it. But low key, somewhere inside, there's that kid that still thinks it sounds fun to do. No?
What's egg stuff? Yeah, as an adult now, I'm like, I can't think of anything more irritating.
Yeah, of course.
Like, but for it happening to me. But when you were a kid and that inner child, yeah, you just... It's just part of growing up, I think.
I once put my middle finger up at a police car as it drove past. Just me and a couple of my boys.
Yeah. And I bet it was like this. It was like sort of like hidden. Sort of middle finger.
We was landing on our fronts on like a mound. So they couldn't quite... Our hand was in the grass. So we just kind of like, yeah.
Would you rather only eat from service stations rather than a school canteen? I think that's a great choice. A lot of service stations got Taco Bells now.
Yeah, depends on the service station, yeah, because you get some banging ones.
Yeah.
You also get some awful ones. Awful ones.
Yeah, you get some bad ones. Real what's ones. That gross organic one? The one that's, it's all farm.
That one's great, in like up near Scotland.
Yeah, man, it's the best one. With the lake.
The settings are nice, but they only sell quiche and sausage.
No, it's a fresh home-like food. It's great.
Mm. I had a pie last time I was there.
Like, who goes to a service actually gets a fucking pie?
Well, us.
Yeah, it was great.
No, him.
No, I got like a fresh box of food. It's like a deli, isn't it?
Do you know what I mean?
Deli food's my favourite.
Deli.
Belly food. Like, yeah, you go to that place near our dance studio and you always come back with like a ham salad or something.
Oh my, yeah, it's absolutely phenomenal.
That's mental to phenomenal. Me. Mm. There's about four fish and chip shops before you get there. But I get a chippy. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Or who gets a ham salad?
I hear that. Obviously, chips over ham salad.
All day?
All day.
Yeah, but fresher food, like fresher, tastier food.
Fresh chips, freshly cooked chips.
Fresher, tastier food.
What?
I don't know, like, when do you say tastier and fresher?
Yeah.
I just don't think that's ever quite the case.
It is the case. It's actually exactly
because when I think tasty, yeah. I don't think, oh, look how ripe that tomato is.
No, I just think all at like different flavours, like rich flavours.
Pepperoni.
Yeah, what? Like a meat feast.
Meat feast, yeah.
Like a meat feast pizza. Different. It's got a lot of meats on there.
Different flavours.
And then if you go for chips, you go for burger sauce and ketchup and a bit of mayo, maybe separate.
Okay.
Salt and vinegar.
But you're telling me, okay, so fresh, like cut ham, sliced ham.
Oh, yeah.
I am partial to that, yeah, but what's underneath it?
Butter beans.
What? You ruined it. You lost me, bro.
Ham and butter beans is your fresh meal.
Okay, I wasn't finished. Like a fresh potato salad. What? What's so funny about that?
That's rubbish, man.
Why is it rubbish?
Fresh potato salad.
Oh, I'll give up.
Butter
now.
Beans.
No, I'm moving on.
Have you ever had the ham with the egg in it?
Yeah, I like that.
Oh, so good, man.
From the co-op?
Yeah, from the co-op. You get the processed ham and they put one egg in and they slice it. You get a slice of ham with a little slice of egg.
You get a sliver of egg.
Just eat that whole pack.
Okay, well.
It's good, man.
We're no longer friends.
Try it.
That's okay, all.
What's the next one?
You said you'd rather lean forward like Michael Jackson other than...
bouncing in the air.
Bounce when you walk.
Yeah, man. You hit your head on the ceilings.
Yeah, it's a meter, it said. Bounce a meter in the air. That's quite high. Yeah.
Very high.
That's every step.
That's mad. Lean forward, bro.
Yeah, but look, you're leaning forward like Michael Jackson. It looks like you're always trying to beat everyone wherever you go.
Yeah, it looks like you're in a rush.
You're trying to get there first.
Yeah. And I imagine I'd only ever put my arms behind my back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah,
so like mission. Professor Snape.
Yeah.
That's 100%.
Loads of purpose.
I like that.
And did you say eating noisily or someone who always talks in the cinema?
Eating noisily.
Yeah, because yeah. I know that me and Asher people always talk in the cinema. They must be very annoying. Well, again, Warren Russell from Diversity hates going to the cinema with us because we always talk.
For every plot point.
Yeah.
You'll be like, that wouldn't happen in real life.
No, yeah.
No, you do that.
But yeah. I also don't trust his opinion because if a film's over 2 hours, he doesn't watch it.
Neither does he.
Recently, I've sort of
really?
Taken
yeah,
a step
man.
Back.
He sapped the life out of cinema.
I refuse to watch Avatar.
Oh, see, I'm the opposite. If I go cinema and see that a film's 3.5 hours, it excites me.
Oh, yeah, man.
I ain't got time for that.
Nice, so good. And sorry, this is off topic. Have you seen that behind the scenes making of Avatar at the minute? It's on. No.
It
watch
good?
That.
It's good.
Yes, and it'll give you. I think you should watch it. Probably like hour and a half. Just the making of
behind the
but
scenes.
No, but then it makes you want to watch the new one.
Behind
makes
the
you wanna...
scenes, I give like 45 minutes to
don't
tops.
Don't judge it by its duration.
Oh, well,
that's what I mean. I give up. I can't.
That's
what
way
about
too.
What
long.
About its content?
Yeah, let's cut it down. Yeah,
yeah. George watches films and like, oh, you could have taken that bit out.
Yeah, that's
and I'm like, no,
films.
I want that.
A filler
I want
scene.
That.
We love a filler. Like the yes. extended director's cuts are normally yes. banging.
I don't need that. I don't need extra 18 minutes of you flying around on them weird lizard birds. Do you know what I mean? Like, just let's cut it out. Let's get to the point.
That's sad.
That's how I feel.
Okay.
Brolo sent in a lovely little would you rather.
Yes. Goes by the name of Eliza. Thank you, Eliza. Appreciate you. She says, would you rather wink at the person you're talking to every time you finish a sentence or bark at them like a dog?
Now, I know before you answer, you're going to go, well, obviously, wink. Feels like a bit.
Yeah. How loud's the bark? What's the bark?
I was small.
That was really good. Yeah. So you'd be like, yeah, you know, I'm just not a big fan of films that are over 2 hours.
That's worse, man.
Every time. No.
But you'd make someone really uncomfortable if you kept
that's
winking.
My point. Imagine you meet your boss for the first time. You're like, yeah, no, I'm really happy to be working here.
Oh, that
yeah,
is.
Yeah,
no, that's
awful.
And it's sly.
Yeah, and it's sly. And it feels a bit like, whoa.
You don't know what you're insinuating.
Or I'll just insist on wearing a hat low wherever I go. Like, if I had to wink, like, look, can you see I'm winking?
No, and they look like Chris Brown, you talk.
That's what I'm saying.
Can't do that. No. You can't cheat. And if you wear a patch, it's the other eye.
I think I'm taking the wink.
I'm winking too. Because you can wink less. You can, don't have to wink seductively.
And if it was like, if it was mid-sentence, it's not as bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Ending it with the wink is the...
That's what I mean. It's like the punctuation point. Yeah, I've got to shoot off soon.
It's no. Not, what? Well, you got to do that. No, you got to be a proper wink.
You do a head turn. You don't have to do a head turn. Like, see that.
Well, that was awful.
Was it?
do it to him.
It's a bad wink?
Oh
yeah, Pell, you should pick bark.
That's horrible.
Why? What have I done?
Yeah, it's just you got a creepy wink.
Like sexy?
No, creepy.
Yeah,
I said creepy.
Yeah, it's
the word
no,
sexy.
No, but
did not
I didn't know what you meant
mouth.
About like creepy as in like someone would find it attractive.
No, they'd find it creepy. Listen to the words.
Yes, but yeah, but it's coming from you. Creepy. And you're like one of those people that's just repulsed by me. So
oh yeah, but
what no, if it's a noise? It's what do you have to do?
Oh, so you couldn't pass that A, could you?
That, but that was better. But I think that's actually better because it's a bit like
just do another noise of it. Pass that, would you?
Do you know what? I think we should all just pick bark and move on.
Yeah, we picking bark.
You pick bark.
We'll bark.
Bark, bark.
Gonna
bark.
Keep it quiet. I'm going
thank
to
you, Eliza.
It's time for Ashley Badger's massive begin.
Nice.
Hell, you get to spin again.
I'm spinning
sir.
Again.
Let me see the back of it, please.
Why is he smiling?
Let me
like,
see the back.
No, I'm not. No, no, it is. Do you know, I really feel. I feel like it's gonna land.
Don't
again.
Will it on yourself. Bro.
I don't want to, but I'm just
spin that ish.
Let me manifest. Please don't land on me.
Oh, right, stop like touching that. It. Turn it around. Let me see the back.
You turn around. Let me see your back.
Okay.
What?
I want to see the back of the wheel, please.
Why?
I want to make sure it's not rigged.
Rigged? How?
I don't trust anyone in this room.
It's fine.
Right, spin it. Go on in.
Oh, anxiety. I hate this part, bro.
Shit, it's me. It's Ash. That's on Ash.
That no, it's
it,
not.
It was like that.
Whoa.
It was just tipping.
Rob,
but
it was
minute.
On Ash.
But it's now been interfered with.
Yeah, we need to go again.
No, oh my God, no, I ain't doing that.
Wait,
no, real talk.
One minute, because that bit's on you.
Well, hang on, we had that debate the very first time.
It was on Ash.
It was on Ash. Thank you, Perry. Ash, you do the
it
MBE.
Was on.
Oh, it feels good.
Should I do it hypothetical?
Yeah, do
hypothetical.
It. Hypothetical. No, let's do
no,
it.
No, hypothetical.
This is it.
This is hypothetical.
This is it.
Ash, you're doing
no,
the MBE.
No, this is it. This is
this
it.
This is hypothetical.
This is it.
This is hypothetical.
George, oh. Right.
No, Ash. Ash, we said hypothetical
no,
before.
No, rock, paper, scissors.
No.
Jordan.
No.
Jordan.
No. Pick your box up, deep. Get
bro, it was half me, half you.
It wasn't.
Remember, if you want to add an MBE to this box, send it into our socials.
At Brothers Uncovered, peeps.
Yeah, man. Get it out. Ash, you've got this, Broski. First, would you rather?
Cool, I even got to pick another one. I'll just do that.
Okay, what is it?
Stephanie said, do the next episode blindfolded.
No, she didn't. She
where? Did. Let me see. Why he's laughing.
What?
Well done.
Why
well
does
done.
He always?
Thank you.
Why well done. Always?
Thank you.
Well done. Do you want to pick another one? What? What if he gets another nice one?
Yeah, I want to just take it out of the box for George.
Or?
Starkey said, let the other two blindfold you and feed you whatever they want.
Why are two blindfolded?
Yeah, isn't with some 50 Shades of Grey brolos going on
here. Yeah.
I'm going to go for letting you two... No, I'm joking. I'm going to...
do the next episode blindfolded. Okay, but well, you have to do the entire episode blindfolded.
Yeah, you can't... Whoa. You can't interfere with me.
No, we won't. You've okay. got to be blindfolded.
Yeah, fine. Easy.
Can't no see problem. A thing.
Yeah, fine.
Sick.
And I just want to say now, I'm absolutely livid. Livid.
Why?
Because he always, without fail, gets out of doing a difficult... would you rather? Always. The NBA is never tough for him. Ever.
Give him a wink. Thank you for listening. He doesn't like this at all. Peace, I'm just guys. Happy I didn't do it. Appreciate you as always. Make sure you're here next week. And
peace and love.
Go tell your nan about us.
This was a Rayo Original Podcast.